Good morning, God's children. I am presented the gift that God gave me. I am presented the calling that God put on my life. I am presented being chosen to inspire others and everything else that God put me in His will to do, to succeed and fulfill the purpose and calling of my life. I ain't did it in a minute. But today, you know, it's an opportunity to be blessed with another journey, to still be here with a responsibility to strive on this sanctified journey, as well as the path of righteousness on this journey that they call life. I just want to thank God, who is the bishop of my soul and the advocate of my life, the exalted Prince of Life, that have blessed everybody up under heaven by the sound of my voice, to take heed that life is the way that it is and the way that you want it to be. But let me introduce another level to life. And that is to be in a relationship with God. Because people don't understand, without God, where would we be? You didn't wake up this morning. You ain't walking and talking on your own. Everything you got, everything you see, is created by the Creator Himself. So take heed and be grateful. Now let's get back to life. What life are you going to choose to live? How are you going to choose to live? And when you're going to do things that make a difference, not just for yourself, but for others. We weren't meant here to be put in the world on our own. We was meant to put here to live, to be happy, to live to give, to live to help, to live to inspire and encourage, and to live in the perfect image of God who created mankind, to be like Him in a special, unique way from the difference that's in us all. But through life, I have failed to learn in 44 years that I want the anointing. And I want a fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And I want to live by the basic instruction before leaving earth, which is the book of life, the Bible. That's available to everybody. So it's not an excuse. It'll teach you things you never know. It'll teach you things you need. It'll teach you things that you gotta have. And it'll teach you things that you don't want, but definitely gonna have to have. Living in the condition as a born sinner, living in the fallen nation, with signs, wonders, miracles that taking place right before our very eye, and we ain't told heed to it yet. But I forewarn you, because God said He sent destruction. He sent warning before destruction. Excuse me for that. Let me say that again. He sent warning before destruction. Because I know there have been times in people's life that He done sent something to you and you ain't get it. He done sent it back to you, but He ain't get it. But then when you get in a situation, you got it. Did it make you better or not? I do not know, but God do. Because I know many times that the mistakes and failures that I done made in my life. He sent people to warn me. He sent things to warn me. But I had to learn the hard way. Now let's get back to life. See, people have been patterned by the world that we always want to take shortcuts in life. You know, I'm a witness. I can't tell y'all something and not be the first in partaking of what I speak. I'm a witness of shortcuts. Didn't want to work, but want to sell drugs. Then want so many different women, but then want one. You know, and so many other things that I have encountered, you know, living in this journey, you know, dealing with shortcuts. But I failed to realize before, you know, I converted, transitioned, or whatever you want to call it. Once I, you know, understand the true meaning of living, having God in my life, putting God before everything, you know, I found out that to get where you're going, you're going to have to go the long journey. And that journey gonna come with so many things that so many people didn't go the long way. They took the short way. And the sad thing about that, some of our brothers and sisters not here. Not to say everybody who them got their wings and gone away, didn't strive to, you know, in the journey of life. And to not be here for some odd reason, because we never know. We not God, and we never know people's situation, and we never know why. Because there's so many great brothers and sisters who have left here before their time, is all I'm trying to say. But through it all, you know, the long way of life, in a relationship with God, it's the only way of life. You know, it's gonna come some storms, some trials and tribulation, some bumps and bruises, some delays and detours. But get up and keep pressing and keep pushing. Because God said that there are doors. You know, all you got to do is knock on them. Knock on your opportunities. Sometimes you got to step out in faith. Sometimes you got to step out and be encouraged by God and not nobody else. Sometimes you got to push to and pray through these contradictions that people try to put on your life. Sometimes you got to kick down these assumptions from all this assuming. By somebody trying to tell you who you is. Knock on the door that God have put in front of you. And I guarantee the angels of heaven are opening up for you. When you line up to making God a lifestyle, not just for a living, to get something. God know what he doing. He's a God that cannot lie. He ain't never gonna tell you nothing he ain't gonna do. Because he doing it. Because the Bible is fulfilling itself. If you don't know. And it got to be fulfilled. So what you gonna do in life? How you gonna do it in life? Why you gonna do it in life? When you gonna do it in life, and where you gonna do it at in life. No matter if you answer all them. If it ain't got God in it, it don't even matter. So what's your purpose for living in this world, striving on this journey that they call life? God bless you. And I pray for every living soul up under heaven. And I decree and declare that one day, no matter if you don't know God or not, when it all said and done, you will. Because the word declared that every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow. So why wait? Because it's the only way, my brothers and sisters. It's the only way. That gonna change things in your life. That things gonna be different. Things gonna get better. And sometimes it may not seem that way. But it is. God bless you all.
Call from 954-603-1220.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.